Blog Talk Radio.
Out of all my friendships and all my homeboys that I talk to now,
that Raymond does not roach off me. Raymond calls and checks up on me every week. You know what I'm saying? I call and check on all my homeboys every week, at least twice to three times a week, every week. You know, they all know that. And if you don't have guys that's doing that or coming to check to see how you're doing or even hitting you up with a text or a call, then guess what, guys? You don't need them guys as friends. All right. I mean, that's just the way it is. Now, a lot of you guys, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And I know some of you guys that I was cool with at the beginning have been going to go listen to the show just to see if I'm going to say your name on the show. I'm not going to say your name on the show. You know exactly who you are. All these situations that I have encountered, you know what I'm saying, have been very bad. And it's ridiculous that I had to do a part two to this, but I just feel like that somebody out there needs to hear what we got to say about this, and somebody else is going through it just like we are. And, you know, society is, they're liars, man. I refuse to be put up with bullshit and with crash dummy shit. It's crash dummy shit over and over again. And you guys quit trying to be friends with me. I don't know you guys, so why would y'all come try to be friends with me to try to go at another person that I know? It's just not going to work. You know what I'm saying? If you have animosity towards another friend, don't sit up there and send me a referral request just to see if I can have your back in order to go at that person. You know, yeah, I have other differences with other friends, but I don't sit up there and need to tag team, you know, with somebody else, with one of my other homeboys, because, you know what I'm saying, to get them to try to have my back in order to go against that person, you know, for a situation. So, you know, let's stop that right now. You know, I'm not putting up with that shit. I see what the hell y'all doing out here. It's not working, you know. And let me say this too. If I was a manager at any big company, there's no way in hell I would have a friend that needs a job, you know what I'm saying? Not put him on, period. That's just bottom line. I'm going to call it like I see it. And I'm going to say this again. If I ever had a friend that needed a job and I was the CEO of a company, or if I was a manager or a shift leader, I would never see him want to struggle, number one. Two, I want to see him successful in life, and I don't want to see that guy struggle. So, therefore, I'm going to give that guy a job, man. Everybody knows that. You know, that's been my friend. I would never sit up there and try to stab him in the back or try to go against him. Or you know, if they need help, I help them the best way that I can. I won't just be talking that shit like I'm going to help somebody. I really am. I really will help somebody. You know, I'm just not talking about it. So, you know, I just wanted to make that perfectly clear. You know, this was a must for us to do this part two. I felt really strong about this, and this is just the beginning. You know, our family is not safe, because I'm going to tear off an ass on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Best believe that this week, later on this week also. So, with that being said, you know, I just wanted to clear the air of that. I've seen a lot of guys that had, you know, been with their companies for, you know, 5 or 6 years and had management positions or whatever. And, you know, I've been unemployed for 3 months. Still, you know, not having a chance from you guys not putting me on. I'm really upset about that. No, you guys would rather put somebody else on over me, and then that shit bit you in the ass. You know what I'm saying? For not being real. So, I mean, you know, I just really cut them guys out of my life. I'm not about to deal with it. And, you know, I had one particular homeboy come to my house at 7:30 in the morning just to express what he was doing at the gym or whatever. I've been friends with this guy for the past 15, 16 years. I kind of drifted off from him because I felt like, you know, he wasn't being realistic with himself on his dreams or whatever. So, you know, I stopped messing with him because of the simple fact that on my birthday, never really got a shout out on my birthday. This dude decided to, you know, not shout me out on birthday. He decided to, he decided to go play basketball. Wanted me to come play basketball instead of wishing me a happy birthday. So, you know, and I've been friends with this guy for 15 years. I mean, you can't sit up there and say that you didn't know it was my birthday. I've been knowing you for 15 years, man. It's just that's a bullshit ass excuse, if that was an excuse, you know. So you get upset, that's fine. You know, I don't care. You know, I'm moving on. I'm being realistic with all my situations. I just feel like a lot of you guys is fraud. And if I haven't hollered at you or spoke to you, you know why. All you got to do is go back and listen to Fraud Friendships Part 1 and this episode, and you'll see why I don't talk to you. So, you know, CF, if, I mean, you know, I'm pretty much done as far as, you know, with the Fraud Friendships. I mean, like I said in Part 1, bro, you know, I'm not going to sit up there and keep going over these situations like this, man. You know, it's just some crash dummy shit, man. You know, I know you got a call from running. You used to be compadres, you know, for their own selfish desire. They want to hit you up, you know, when they feel like, you know, they want to hit you up, they'll hit you up. To get information, they'll hit you up. To see what you're going to talk about on it so they can go back and tell somebody else, they'll hit you up on that. You know, if it benefits them, then that's when you get hit up. That's when you need me, is when you can benefit from it. But when I need you guys, y'all know where to be found. Where are y'all? Where the hell are y'all at?
It's the bare minimum.
Yeah, it's the bare minimum. And then they act like they do so much.
I wasn't raised like that, man, to accept the bare minimum, I was raised for excellence. I'm not putting up with that shit. If our expectations are too high for y'all to be fucking with us, then don't fuck with us. We Leo, we're really about this shit, and we believe in the spirit of excellence. And, you know, I may not always agree with you, Ray, but I'm going to give you 100%, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, yep. I'm not going to cross you. I'm not going to step on your toes. And I feel the same way. So, you know, that's the first option. If you can't handle the kitchen, then you need to get the hell up out of there. You know what I'm saying? When you're rolling with the outsiders. That's first and foremost. Second of all, you guys out there trying to pull us in your petty beefs, stop that shit right now. You're not going to tarnish Wolfpack TV. And you're not going to make Wolfpack TV petty. This isn't petty. We're addressing real issues here. People are scared to talk about them. This is how you feel on the inside, and we're bringing out what you feel on the inside right now.
Yep.
And you guys don't want to talk about it. You guys don't have the gonads to handle this shit. Don't worry. Ray and CAF will coordinate this shit for you. We got this, okay? You know what I'm saying? So you guys that's trying to pull us in petty beefs and, you know, trying to be down with us and cool with us to come clean up your shit, hey, man. I'm not the trash man. I don't think Ray is either. So you go clean up your own shit. You know what I'm saying? And stop trying to tarnish the name of Wolfpack. You know what I'm saying? We put in work for this shit, and we've been through real life pain and real life situation and real life struggles. And stop taking that shit and using it for your own personal use. We copyrighting all our shit. Stop using our slang. Stop using our terms. You know what I'm saying? We copyrighting all our shit right here on Wolfpack TV. You know what I mean? You know. And the other thing is too, if you want to get on the show. And you're going to ask somebody and you know me, you need to ask me. You know what I'm saying? Don't go roundabout and go ask Raymond. I told y'all on episode one, man, with that roundabout shit and how that shit looked. What are you doing? What are you doing? It doesn't make any sense to me, man. Why would you do that shit? You think it's funny? You think it's a joke? Okay, but when we're getting in your ass, is it funny? Is it a joke? No, it's not. Keep it real or stay at home, man. You know what I'm saying? If you can't, you know, A-plus players roll with A-plus players. And the bottom line is, man, you know, if you can't handle the heat, stay out the kitchen, man. It's getting really old. And, you know, Ray, like you said, I'm not going to keep going over these situations. You know, I see the indirect posts on Facebook and all this other stuff about, you know, people feeling some type of way about it. You know, we already gave you the platform to call in the show. You're too scary to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you want to, and then, you know, for you guys that's running about and running around telling other people what we're saying, what is that shit? You know what I'm saying? If you got something to say to me, Ray, you got the number. You know what I'm saying? You know, Ray gave you his address. He told I don't know what else y'all niggas want, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, so obviously, Ray, we really making these people deal with their conscience, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's heavy, bro. It's heavy like a Chevy, dog. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we're never going to get anywhere until we deal with the root of the issues, man. You know, if you want to kill a weed, you got to take it out by its root. You can't knock it at the stem. You can't peel a leaf off and expect that's going to get the job done. We're coming for the root of the situation. So, you know, let's stop the fraud shit, people. Let's stop joking. This isn't a joke. We're trying to use this platform to help people. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot of people out there that's going through depression, you know, and all type of things, you know, and may not be able to get through these situations without the help of Ray and Chris, you know. They may feel like hopeless. They may not have nothing left. You know, we represent for those people. For you guys that's playing with that, with a fake struggle, or just coming up with shit just to start beef, you stay away from us and you stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? And you go over there and go play with your dick and do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? We're not fucking around over here. This is serious business, man. And it's not a joke. It's not a fucking joke. We're not your court jesters. We're not here to make you laugh. We will make you laugh, but we're not here to make you laugh. You know what I'm saying? And understand that. So, you know, I just want to say that, you know, and, you know, the other part of this God friendship that we never talked about, too, that I wanted to bring up is money and friendships. And I just want to say that's one of the greatest and the biggest divides, you know, when it comes to friendships. And, you know, personally, I've had it affect me as well, you know, to where money has been a big divide. And I noticed that people say a lot of things, man, about how they feel about you, you know, when it's all good and, you know, it's beneficial. But let there be some money on the line. You know, you really find out how people really feel about you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it may not even be a lot of money, people. It could be just $20. It could be, you know, $100. It could be just whatever. But the bottom line is let that money get involved, and you're going to really find out how they feel about you, you know. So, you know, all I can say is on that is that, you know, before you let a friend borrow money or whatever the situation is, make sure you guys are clear. And also, too, for you guys that's buying friends, you know, trying to keep people around you so you can feel cool about yourself, get over it. It's not working, and you look stupid. You know what I'm saying? That shit is weak, and it's lame. You know what I'm saying? Stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? You look dumb, and everybody knows that around you that you can't use except you. So stop it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's got to stop somewhere, you know. I mean, it's just really ridiculous. And these crash dummy situations, you know, I don't know what's wrong with these guys thinking, you know, that it's cool to put people in crash dummy situations. But, you know, let me tell you this. If you I see some things where, you know, people getting upset, you know, talking about, you know, if you upset, you know, you must be a bitch or whatever, blah, 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 blah. But let me just say this, man. You know what I'm saying? If you really a man, and you should have your shit together where your shit should not affect somebody else, especially somebody that you call a friend. So,
yep.
Guess what? I don't consider you no motherfucking man, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to put my partner or my friend in a situation where some of my shit is going to get him fucked off. So, you know what I'm saying? Let your nut hairs grow a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? And when you can look me eye to eye at 6'3", come talk to me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna be putting up with this shit, man. This fake shit, this posing shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn about that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas know how I roll. I've been doing this shit since day one. I ain't faking no funk. You know what I'm saying? I talk like this from 5 years old all the way on up to now. And the niggas that know me, they know what time it is. So don't try to play me. And yes, we're gonna get in y'all motherfucking ass, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause y'all need us to get in y'all ass. Why? Because y'all don't understand. Y'all don't get it, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of this shit. No more playing around. You know what I'm saying? No more.
I mean, you guys are not even trying to y'all not even trying to understand where the hell we're coming from. You guys just think we're ranting and raving on here every episode is just what the episodes are going to be about. But, yeah, this is what's necessary to happen. We have to do this. We were called to do this, guys.
But you'll run around and go talk about it, you know, behind the scenes. What part of the shit is that? Like my nigga Ray said, pop your ass some motherfucking popcorn, put some ice in your cup, bitches. You know what I'm saying? And let the show begin. You little motherfuckers like controversy so much? Well, you got the shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this shit is stupid, bro. You know what I'm saying? We're ranting and raving, Ray, but they love it though. They love us and they hate us at the same time, Ray. You know what I'm saying? You know, they don't want to listen, but guess what, Ray? They got to listen. You know what I'm saying? Because they so goddamn nosy and messy, they ain't got no choice but to, Ray.
Yeah. And just going back to what you said about earlier about, you know, beating around the bush and, you know, trying to hop on the show or going to you or going to be and going behind somebody's back, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be putting up with that shit. Me and CF have been homeboys, like we said on episode 1 and 2. We've been homeboys for 17 years. A lot of you guys don't even hang with the same guy. So, you know, me and CF have been, I never stabbed him in the back. He's never stabbed me in the back. I never put him in some bad situations. And he's never put me in no bad situations. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you guys got to stop that shit, man. You guys like controversy, man. Y'all really do, man. I'm starting to think that you guys really like controversy. Y'all like trying to act like y'all don't give a damn, but really, deep down inside, y'all care.
Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be coming and lurking on the page and seeing what's going on or listening to what we got to say. You know, if we just ranting and raving, why are you continuing to listen to the show? You know,
it's just like they like to watch Basketball Wives and they like to watch wrestling because they love controversy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And, you know, and that's why, man. And, you know, you want to hate on us because it's me and Ray doing it. But guess what? None of y'all motherfuckers can stop it, man.
Yeah, y'all can't stop it, guys. Like we said, man, we're going to get it. This is what we do. It's what we do, guys. We've been doing this for a long time. We just never really have. You know?
We really have.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a long time, guys.
We're not doing this for fame or to get attention or to yell on the phone. None of this. Hey, man, how we talk on this right here is how we talk in the streets, how we've been doing. Ain't we not putting on no act on this motherfucker. This shit is real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Nobody saying, like I said before, man, we the toughest, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're not saying that. We just saying that we're not going to put up with the bullshit no more. Take that how you want to take it, period.
Yeah, guys, that's what it is, guys, with the Fraud Friendships Part 2, guys. I mean, like I said, I mean, we touched on each subject, but what happened, and I'm pretty sure some of you guys are dealing with worse situations than what we're dealing with, and what makes me upset is why would you continue to go and still hang with that person if he puts you in a bad situation or if he's just using you or her, whatever the situation might be, even if it's a male and a female relationship, you know what I'm saying, as far as a male and a female friendship. Same thing. You know, if you think that he's just trying to hit you up to fuck or whatever, friends with benefits or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Then you guys, it's best that you guys not even speak. I mean, you know, sometimes it takes that. You got to get them people out to life. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to speak on a subject that was matter to me, you know, that was brought to my attention over the past 2 weeks. My girl she's been knowing this her friend for 17, 18 years. Now, she's been constantly putting her hand out over and over again, helping. You know what I'm saying? So my girl decided to give her an ultimatum, you know, I'll come get you, but you gotta call me early because I gotta, you know what I'm saying, go to work. So she did the opposite of what she said not to do. She ended up calling at 12:30. Now you're making these indirect posts and putting all of this shit on Facebook like my girl has never been there for your ass. But how many times does a person have to keep helping for you to fall right back on the fucking,
Now y'all got
ground.
A problem. But y'all got a problem with Wolfpack TV, but as soon as something happens, y'all run to Facebook to report it to the World Wide Web. But y'all got a problem with Wolfpack TV. I'm getting really tired of this shit, man, this crash dummy shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know, this stuff is you know, ridiculous. And in regards to what you were saying, yeah, I mean, you know, if you can't keep it real, keep your ass at home, bottom line. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got your hand out, and then you want to shit on people that you got your hand out to. What part of the game is that? Where they do that at? Who does that?
It looks like it's been happening for centuries and years on people. You know, these guys, you really don't know the value of true friendship. You guys need to go look that shit up in the dictionary and demonstrate that with your actions. You know, quit sending, you know, friend requests to people's girls. Quit doing crash dummy shit. Stop trying to hit licks behind somebody's back and talk to that girl behind their back. You know, we're homeboys. I've never, ever have hollered at any one of my homeboys' girls, or even the girls that they even talking to. Even if they did give me permission, I was like, no, I live by G-code, guys. And you're right, there is no code. There's no code of ethics. There's no G-code. And you guys just do whatever the fuck you want to. But not with the outsiders. No. Hell no. Your car got declined over here.
It's the fuck code.
You know what I'm saying? Seriously, no Vaseline, like Ice Cube. You guys are fucking each other, and it's fucking ridiculous. Fucking over each other, you know what I'm saying, just to get to the top. How selfish is that, man? You know? I'm sick of it, man. Like I said, man, I'll cut your ass off if I had to catch y'all doing that shit. You know? No more. Real shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's getting really dumb, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been on CAA for 17 years, you know, and I have never, ever, I've never had sent a friend request to his baby mama, any of the girls he's talked to. I've never hid licks behind his back. I never tried to fuck his girl behind his back in any situation at all because I value his friendship. I don't just say that, people. I am really about that. I'm an action guy. I like to see action. Raymond, what's your favorite movies? Action packed. It's got to be action. Period, man. I'm about that action. That's all. I always been like that, guys. And some of you guys, if I ask y'all that question, I could just go down the line on my friends, man. Y'all can't sit up there and tell me honestly that y'all would even, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all have sent friend requests to my girl. And y'all also send my baby mama a friend request. That's a fucking really, really big, that's a big thing for me, man. That's very disrespectful, man. You know, that shit would never fly, man. You know what I'm saying? You get your ass shot where I'm from, man. They don't play that shit, man. You know? I don't care if she said it's okay. It's not okay with me, man. It's not. Period.
Yeah, we living in the times of the fuck code. There is no G code. It's a lot of posing, a lot of imitating, a lot of acting, a lot of fake smiles, a lot of fake hugs, a lot of fake kisses, a lot of fake handshakes, all just fake shit. You know what I'm saying? And Ray and Chris see right through that shit every day, all the time, 24/7, when we wake up, when we go to sleep. You can't fool us. Stop with that shit. And no, it's not negativity. It's just addressing things for what they really are. This is not Candyland, and you can't put sugar on shit and say it tastes sweet. And we're not going to put up with this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if y'all don't like it, you know what I'm saying, go pray. Do what you got to do. Go run. Go play basketball. Do whatever you got to do because it's not going to stop. You know what I'm saying? You know, and at the end of the day, this show is to make people better, man. You know what I'm saying? To make people better, to make society better. And we got to deal with the ugly to get to the good. So that's all I really got to say on that, Ray. You got anything else you want to say, bro?
No, that's it, man. That was it. Now, guys, make sure y'all tune in Wednesday and Thursday. We're about to get really, personal for both of us, especially for me. I'm going to family next, so you guys stay tuned. I know y'all ain't gonna be able to wait. I know y'all can't wait. You know what I'm saying? For me to hear what I got to say about that shit, but it must be addressed. And I've been tired of dealing with it. I've been dealing with it for 30 years. Now I'm gonna let you guys know what's really going on about that situation.
Well, hopefully this will help somebody. And as always, Ray, survey says
NWO.